Cause I'm really trying to think what trap, what kind of trap we should do next.
Hey,
what you doing here?
We was just talking about you.
Right. Doing
the recording next door.
Oh,
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We was just thinking about like what type of track we trying to do next. I didn't know if I was gonna make original or if we was gonna sample.
I want y'all to do my favorite Jonesville song. I think that'll work.
Look.
Who can
I
like? That might be a good idea. A lot of people don't know this.
Hey.
That's true.
And a hip hop version would be sweet.
That's true. Yeah.
As I've been meditating, as I've been celebrating, yeah, as I've been elevating. I had my back against the wall, trying to catch me a flick. Rest in peace, Auntie Val, like a sister, your face. My mama always had my back, she told me it's okay. I'm sitting here, I'm shedding tears, looking out the window. I see a star up in the sky, that's my auntie Brenna. Gotta hold it down for the fam, I gotta be a winner. I feel alone in this world, but I'm the main contender. Who can I run to when I need help? Who can I run to for mental health? They box us in, they trying to put us on a shelf. I keep shooting for my goal like my name is Steph. It's a crazy world, a simple choice, it's life or death. Whole time I thank the man, yeah, for every breath. And we gotta watch out for the snakes with every step. Yeah, cause it's a cold world. Yeah, the sun's on the Jones, girl.
As I've been meditating, as I've been celebrating, yeah, as I've been elevating, as I've been contemplating.
I contemplate the game, ain't never had the clout chase. I come from the fame, my cousin cooked the beat. You know we destined to gain. I know I'm Val smiling down cause she proud of us, man. The legacy continues, they done passed the baton. You know I'm still going in, so I'm like Rich Homie Quan. I see Brenda told us just 2 days before she passed, don't ever give up and keep your foot on the gas. And that's for sure, you got to know, for my fam I'm a spaz. And we gon' make this dope music shit and make sure it lasts. Yeah, and that sound clever. Yeah, the Jones girls, we lay out forever.
As I've been meditating, as I've been celebrating, yeah. As I've been elevating, as I've been contemplating.
Welcome to Every Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Santiago. That was the latest single from Cam Jones, Who Can I Run To? Today we have a special guest. Cam Jones is in the building. And also,
absolutely.
I'm here with my co-host, Raul. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I'm excited to be here, King.
Yes, sir. man, I'm really enjoying that single. I mean, your cousin really put it down, bro. And the collaboration between you two is definitely something there.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I really do. Yeah. I really do, man. We just excited to see the success of it, you know, early. And it's a blessing, you know, just to even be recognized by a platform like you, man. I appreciate it, for real.
Definitely,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
That's what we do here. We open the, you know, we make the platform available for up-and-coming artists. But in your case, you're a son of legacy, you and your cousin. So can you talk to us about that?
Absolutely, absolutely, man. I mean, where you want me to start, man? you know, the Jones girls, man. I kind of I like to tell people they like a diamond in the rough. You know, like a lot of people forgot about them, but when you go back into their catalog, especially right now with what's going on in the world, a lot of people spending time at home. So even me, I'm 31 years old, King, and I'm just learning every day about my mom and aunts, man. You know, God bless my two aunts. You know, may they rest in peace. But my mom's still here keeping the legacy going. So, you know, I just been excited to just be around that energy, you know, and continuing to learn. And it's also motivational as well.
Yeah. And when did you, like, realize who your mom and your aunts were? Like, when did it finally kick in to you, you know, that you were, like, your mom and your aunts were really, you know, the business back in the day, the Jones Girl, the Harmonies, the the Timeless Classics. Like a lot of people,
absolutely,
like you said, a lot of people don't realize the catalog of the Jones Girls. There's so many sampled artists have sampled them.
Absolutely.
And you know, so when did you realize that you were a part of this legacy of the Jones Girls? And
with me, man, I'm gonna be honest. It's, you know, of course it's been a gradual. Because as a kid, my mom, I'm going to be honest, man, my mom and dad, they kept it away. You know, my dad
mm-hmm.
played ball, too, so they kept it away. You know, like, you know, they let me be a kid. And I did know that she was a singer. I remember going to L.A. I remember seeing her perform. I was 14 years old. That was the first time I kind of realized, even though it kind of, you know how at that young, it didn't resonate. And then I say, as I started, like, going, I played basketball in college. And once I hit about 21, 22, I started, like, kind of just studying who they were. Still not really knowing all the songs, and I hadn't went into the entire catalog yet. And then now, as of recent, in the last 4 or 5 years, you know, I've been traveling with my mom. I've been on the road kind of doing everything for her, trying to help her as well, as far as, like, security. You know, I'm kind of tall, you know, so I do security, you know, all her CDs, the stuff that she can't do now, you know, that she need help with on the road. So it's been a blessing to, you know, just soak it in and see it live. Like, I've been in England. Been to England like 6 times, and man, just seeing their legacy, man, it's crazy. I mean, I can't even put it in words, King.
Right.
It's crazy.
As I looked into your family's history, your grandmother mm-hmm. was a phenomenal gospel singer, Mary Fraser Jones.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's
impeccable. Like, to come from such a long legacy of your grandmother being,
right.
I mean. I actually went back and listened to your grandmother's catalog, like some of her music, and I'm like, man, this family has a lot of, talent. You know, the grandmother, your grandmother was an amazing singer, and then your aunts, you know, working with Diana Ross and all these other people, you know, doing sessions and stuff. It's amazing, man. And
amen.
I think it's even more amazing that you took something like the Who Can I Run To and flipped it and still paying homage to your family at the same time.
Absolutely, man. When, you know, back to speak on my, my grandmother real quick, and then I'm gonna go right back to that, to the song.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, man, like, that's another one. Like, I didn't, you know, because, again, brother, you already know, like, when you're in a family, it's just family, you know? So I didn't really, I knew my grandmother was a big, you know, a big gospel singer, but I didn't
mm-hmm.
know, like, she was the reason, the Jones Girl. I didn't really understand that. I was too young. So now that I'm older and I'm seeing, like, wow, like, okay. So it was her that had them, you know, rehearsing every night and in the church and kind of gave them the platform to start singing at an early age. So, you know, that was amazing to me, still learning. I recently learned that, like, 3 or 4 years ago, and I'm like, wow. Like,
wow.
But, yeah, like you say, man, with the Who Can I Run To, I just started, you know, really I just – went into, how do I say it where it makes sense, man? I went into like just a reflection of my family and remembering the times I had with my aunts and my auntie Brenda and my mom to write the record. My mom, my auntie Brenda, and Valerie. And that helped me write the record as far as just like, you know, making it kind of, I wanted it to be relatable, but I also wanted to pay homage to them. So I had to go back and remember the times I had with them, if that makes sense. Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that. And, Raul?
Hello?
Raul, did you have a word? We can't hear you, bro.
Yeah. About the song, like.
Going in and out, huh?
Like a,
what do you say?
I think he's having connection problems.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Is it better now? Is it better now?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You better connection now, King.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really apologize for us having some technical difficulties. But
nice.
I was saying the song.
Went away again.
Went away again, fucking falling off the map.
You know, you embracing and continuing the legacy that you own. It's amazing, you know, to see it.
Yes, man. Yeah, it's been special, man. To be honest, I released the record in like close to March. It was like the end of February. And with me just seeing the success of the record, I mean, it ain't really been out that long. I released a video like 2 months ago, and you know, I just been having a lot of early success with it on the independent level, and kind of just seeing number one, my mom's respect for my record, my tune, you know, and being able to, you know, take that original record, because a lot of people don't know that the Jones Girls did that first. So being able to take that and pay homage to them, man, that meant everything to me, you know. So I appreciate that, fellas.
Yeah, definitely, because I know a lot of people think it was an escape.
Right, they think, you know,
generation that think that was an escape original and not realizing
exactly.
That was a Jones Girls
exactly.
Original.
Exactly, so that's, and it's actually my mother's favorite song on top of that, so I was like, man, I got to do this one first, I'm currently working on a tape. I got like 7 samples, they all the Jones Girls, and I got like 7 samples.
Is that
samples
the new
that
record you got coming out called, I think it's called Homage or something like that?
Exactly. It's gonna be like a homage album. It's gonna be homage and some kind of creative way. I gotta work the Jones Girls in there without saying the Jones Girls, because you know that's, you know how that is with copyrights and all that. But I'm definitely paying homage to them on every record. Yeah, man. So I'm looking to have that released top of next year, probably first quarter next year. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And your cousin. I mean, like, when do you guys get into, you know, doing your thing with music? I know you said it took you a while to realize how the magnitude of who your mom and your aunts really were. So when did
right.
you and your cousin come to the forefront and say, you know, we got to take the torch and run with it? Like, when did he, you know, get into the production side and you with the skills of being a lyricist? Like, when did this all come together?
Oh, yeah. Well, it started at an early age, King, because my cousin, 4 months older than me. He, you know, that's Valerie's son. So they had us together early, like I'm talking about since we was before we can even remember ourselves, you know. So it was always on the piano, man. I was more so basketball, but PJ, it was early for him, man. He been playing the piano. He go by Phelps, you know, but I call him PJ. That's my brother, man. And shout out to him. He might be listening, but he's you know, just very. He was very musically inclined early. He was always on the piano. Used to play for release. Around the family, and I didn't necessarily know I was, you know, even musically talented at all. I more so found out after I stopped playing college basketball around the age of 22, and then me and my cousin started talking, and that's when he kind of, you know, realized that I had a talent. So it thanks to him that he, you know, he kind of brought it out of me. Like, I didn't even know I had it, you know, and then from there I just kind of molded it, and now I'm to the point where I feel like, okay, like, I'm really where I'm starting to see, you know, what you call it, comfortability, and when I am in my flow, and I'm getting more comfortable, and it's just been a blessing, man. You know, PJ, me and his connection, we actually have another record that wasn't actually a sample from the Jones Girls that we released a couple of years ago called Caribbean Waves, and we just been, you know, we've been rocking, man, and it's amazing how when me and him together, we come up with tunes so fast, man. I'm talking about we come up with it. It don't even have to be like a sample or anything. We just love music, man, and it's amazing like that. Our
parents
your
DNA.
Passed that to us.
Yeah, definitely in your DNA.
Exactly.
Because I was just gonna say, because you singing the hook, bro, and I'm just gonna say this, like, I think you got some vocal skills you hiding right here, because that's like, I don't know if you tapped that side of it, but you got some vocal skills on you.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, you know, I'm just like, you know, I ain't really, at first, I'm going to be honest, man. At first, I was, like, kind of timid on the singing part, you know, because when I used to rap, like, probably when I first started, like, 5-6 years ago. I never did sing, King. But, you know, my mom, you know, talking to her, and she just kind of gave me that confidence. Like, boy, you better do how you know, quit trying to be, you know, just do what you feel, you know. And she, I had a few conversations with her. And then I just started getting confidence, man. I know I still got a little ways to go, but, you know, I know how to sound good enough where the record, you know, still flow. So that's what it's all about. I'm still working on it. Yes, sir.
That's good. And so yes, is there anything, like any type of let me rephrase that. Do you see yourself, like, maybe doing a collaboration with your mom on the record?
Absolutely,
like on another
man.
Record?
Absolutely. I got a record on the way with her. We're going to do, it'll probably be like my third single, because we got some stuff going on with her, and they finally doing, you know, some big projects with her. I can't really speak on it a whole lot, but next year we got a few things that's going to be on the airwaves, and it'll be perfect timing for me to release that. We got a record called Dance Turn Number 2, A Romance. And it's got, like, that hip-hop flavor, but she, you know, I'm letting her get busy on there, so I'm really excited about that.
Can't wait to hear that. Y'all got to come back. When that drops, you and Mom's got to definitely come on.
Oh,
that,
no question.
I already know that.
No,
fire
when
already.
That drops, you got to come back. You have to come back.
We haven't even got it mastered and all that yet, but it's sounding crazy right now. We got live instruments on it. Yeah, I got a, if y'all ever heard of L-Rock, of course, Phelps made the beat. That's my cousin. But if y'all ever heard of L-Rock, he a big producer out of Atlanta, man. He did a lot of Jermaine Dupri's, you know, production back in the day. He did produce for Mariah Carey. We got him on the bass line on a few records too, man. So it's going to be, when we finally release it, you know, with everything going on, things have slowed down. But when we finally get it out, it's going to be a dope project for sure. Yes, sir.
So can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, man. Man,
so,
I appreciate it, man.
Definitely. What's been some of the misconceptions or things that, now that you're in the industry yourself, what are some of the misconceptions you thought about the industry, and now that you're in it, you see differently?
Man, to be honest, man, you know, I've been blessed to kind of see the both sides, King, and I got a little story for you, man. You know, I'm in England with my mom. I performed a few shows with her recently, and, you know, I'm out there, and just to see, not saying that America doesn't appreciate music, but the way they appreciate music across the water is just, it's on a whole nother scale. So, you know, I'm out there, and I did my thing. My mom brought me out 2 nights in a row. We was at, what was the name of that club? Hideaway. We was at the Hideaway Lounge. This is in, like, Streatham, London or whatever. So it was dope. Just one of the craziest experiences of my life. But long story short, you know, I get off stage, man, I'm signing autographs and this and that. Then I come back to the States, and I got to go to work to Comcast. So that was just a perfect example for me. Like, okay, you know, I just got to see I'm obviously on the right path. But, you know, a lot of people, and a lot of times in this music, especially with the way music is now, it's all about what you're doing now, and people don't really understand when you could be in the presence of legacy and don't even know it, you know. So, and I'm very humble and quiet sometimes, man. So that was just an experience for me that just kind of showed me, like, man, if I just keep doing what I'm doing, eventually I'm going to be right there doing that full time, you know. But, you know, what I say about the industry is just a lot of people think that it's, you know, all about money. I feel like everybody want to get into the game, just find money or find a lick. But you really got to be in tune and passionate about what you got going on if you really want to be successful. And I'm not even, you know, I'm still grinding. I'm on the way up. I got a lot of things that's looking great, but you just got to stay humble, man. You know, and what I noticed, I got a couple of homies and stuff that are in the industry, and I done seen them, you know, switch up a little bit, you know, and it's cool, but I feel like you just got to stay grounded, because with the way social media is, you know, it can make or break you, if that makes sense. So we're in a different world. For real.
Definitely makes
yes,
sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think it's really crazy that you talk about your experiences, like, in other parts of the world, you know, being able to see kind of the other side, like, you know, you can
absolutely
see where it's going, like, you know. And what really shocked me is when you said, you know, you came back and then you just had to go back to Comcast. Like, it's almost like you're living two different lives. So it's like,
man,
the one life, and then, you know,
absolutely,
what you can do to make both lives, you know,
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know, and it's amazing, because, like you say, man, a lot of, you know, especially in the hip hop world, you know, it's so microwave, King. So I already told my mom, man, once I hit my lick, you know, I'm gonna go overseas for probably at least 6 months, just to a year, because it's just, I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of people just got to go out there to experience it, because it's just amazing, man. We pulled up. I actually remember coming to the Jazz Cafe. We was in London at the time, at the same, right back in London. This was about a year ago, and we pull up to the show, man, and it's a dude that had flew from Belgium to see my mom and you know, at the live performance, and he had all their records standing outside, man. So I had my camera.
That's amazing.
I told him, I remember walking in, and I was like, hold on, man, I'm going to be right back, because he was standing outside by himself just waiting on the doors to open. It's like 2 hours before the show started. I'm like, that was a mind blower to me. I say, man, where you from? He said, I flew from Belgium or whatever. He started pulling out all these records. So that's when I knew, like, you know, certain moments now be like, yo, okay, they really like on some the Supremes, Diana Ross, the Jones Girl, the Emotions. They right there, you know, and it's amazing just, you know, soaking that energy in and learning about them every day. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, and you touched something. Definitely, like, there's been a common thread here on the show. A lot of the artists that come on, they talk about the appreciation for music overseas, especially like the UK and Japan and places like that. And
oh, man.
The artists that we disregard over here in the States are still seen as, you know, like they were in their heyday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They still respect it.
Exactly.
People still in awe of them, and I just really don't understand that. But I see what you said. Like over here in America, the careers are very microwave over here. You just flash in the pan, and then. But when you have a career that sustains, it shows a testament to your family's legacy that they can still go overseas, and people are still like, you know, standing for them. And I think that's a good thing. I'm like so happy that we have platforms like the UK and Japan and other parts of like Germany that still respect our artists, because I feel like we shouldn't disregard all the work that they put into, you know, into their careers and stuff like that. And America. Yeah, I hate that about America, how we disregard our artists like that and our legends, and we just kind of move to the next thing that's shiny and kind of forget who started it all.
Absolutely, man. You're exactly right, bro. It's like, you know, I feel like, you know, the United States is, you know, the way the music is, I guess, ingested now is totally different from the way it was back then. And I just wish we would pay a little more homage, you know,
definitely.
To the respected legends, you know. And I appreciate, you know, platforms like TV One, you know, Unsung. I'm into that. I've been watching a lot of them. You know, I like to tap in, because now that I'm actually learning, and I run my mom's social media on, you know, from time to time. So I've just been tapped in, man, because of course I'm learning, but I'm it's not only, you know, just about the Jones Girls. I'm going back and learning about artists like Shalimar, and you know, I mean, the list goes on, the Ohio Players, and, you know, some of the people that came before them, man. It's just amazing, man, just seeing some of the stories and hearing some of the things that these artists had to go through. Ultimately, you know, get us where we at and how we can actually move around the day, you know. So it's crazy.
And that's something that I wish that America, like American artists here, like not just the artists, but the consumers here in the United States, need to pay attention to what's happening in the music industry, especially the hip hop and R&B world. Like, they are replacing our music with our white counterparts.
Exactly.
And doing the same type of music, but they're keeping the music, but taking the artist and changing the artist and replacing us with white artists. And that's where the shift changes. Like, we get people like Stephanie Mills, the Jones Girls, and all these other people are basically kind of pushed to the side, and we're just kind of like they have the thing where they say R&B is dead. And then I'm like, R&B's not dead. These artists are still putting out music. Every year, artists are still putting out music, but the consumers are basically looking at the Adeles and things like that, and they're not paying attention to, like, the Jones Girls and Kelly Price and Faith Evans or anything like that. They're just, you know, it's crazy.
But you know what I wish? Yeah, it is, man. It's been, but what's crazy to me is it's been, like, you know, right before quarantine, it's just something going on with the Jones Girls, man. Like, I'm talking about in these labs, you know, even with D-Nice. D-Nice been spinning them like crazy, and just they've been getting a lot of worldly attention. So, you know, I'm just so happy to see my mom finally getting her flowers while she's here, you know. And
yeah, definitely,
she,
man.
You know, man, it's that right there.
It's kind of like people, it's like you said in the beginning,
yeah.
People really forgot the catalog of the Jones Girls, Nights Over Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, they have
classic
countless.
Records. Yeah.
Come on,
classic
man. Like,
records,
seriously.
Man. And you know what I notice about a lot of people is, you know, especially my age group. I'm not sure, you know, how old y'all fellas are, but you know, where we, you know, in the '80s and whatnot, where I grew up, I was born in '88, so now I'm 31, and a lot of people may have heard the record around my bracket, but they don't know, or the records for that matter, but they don't know the artist. So it's dope that, you know, some of these people are finding out through me, you know, oh wow, that's your mom, like, you know. So, you know, to me that's the fact that they were just kind of so under the radar is something that's so dope to me. You know, like, they are some, you know, superior legends, but they flew under the radar. And it's like, when people see my mom and hear about her now, it's almost like they shocked, you know. So it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, since you took the road of going into hip hop, what were some of your influences? Like, who were, if you could name, like, three of your hip hop influences that kind of gave you the blueprint?
Absolutely. I love Snoop. I'm sure you could probably understand why I say that. I love Snoop. I'm going to be all the way honest with you. I remember my dad had took me. My dad used to play with the Globetrotters, right? So I used to be at all the looks. It was a celebrity basketball game. I'm 3 years old. And mind you, I knew Snoop was a rapper, but I didn't really know nothing about his music. And he had a fro at the time. He had a big afro, and I remember he was out there dunking and whatnot. And we was leaving the gym, and I was like, "Daddy, that's Snoop Dogg," like, you know. So seeing him, like, and going into his catalog as I got older, and just kind of being able to digest, you know, how he is, you know, especially with that versus him and DMX did, man. His legacy, man. He's been a big role model for me. Nate Dogg. We're gonna bring it to the South. I love T.I. Jeezy, Gucci, you know, I do listen to the streets too, so I like a lot of the artists out right now, man, like the Migos, Lucci. I actually went to high school with the Migos, so, you know, they're my boys, man. So
oh,
I'm
wow.
Glad to see them. Yeah, I went to high school with them, man. Yeah.
Wow, yeah,
sure
you got to elaborate a little bit on that one.
Oh, man, listen, bro, wow. Listen, man, Quavo, I'm going to tell you something about Quavo. We don't even call him Quavo, we used to call him Yachty. That was his name. Like, we used to call him Yachty, and Kiari, that's Offset. Kiari, he used to listen, man. I used to be shout out to my boy Bo, and we grew up out here in Gwinnett, right? And I used to stay at his house, and Kiari, that's Offset. He used to come to the house at like 16 and just be dancing. He wasn't really rapping yet. He used to tick all the time, and he was just a very good spirit, man. And then, you know, they grew up, and I'm proud of them boys, man. You know, they was in the streets for a second. But they got their head right, and, you know, made the right connections. And when you look at where they at now, man, I'm proud of them, and it's still love to this day. When I see them, it's number love, man. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
amazing.
Man, number four. Yes, sir.
And at the time, were you guys even in music at the time, like when you were in high school?
Nah,
like,
they started rapping way before us. I was playing basketball, man. Basketball was my first love, King.
Yeah.
I'm 6'6", so I played, you know, I played 4 years of college, and my dad actually, you know, that was The Rock was really, you know, my first introduction to entertainment for real. And then the music actually was second, you know, once I say like I said, once I turned like 21, I started rapping. And then, you know, I realized that I had a hidden talent, you know. Yeah, man. But the Migos, man, they, you know, I say they started rapping way before me, but we was all just playing basketball back then, man, you know, and then, you know, we got into the streets a little bit, but basketball was the main thing. We used to kind of, you know, just play basketball and just kind of, you know, play spades, stuff like that, man. You know how it go.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It come full circle. Everybody's in the industry now. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah,
man. Yes, sir. It's a small world.
Class reunions be a little bit more lit then when you go have the class reunions and stuff.
Oh, man, what? Yeah, they was like, they're a little bit younger than me. I know, I think Quavo, I think he 08 or 09. I think he 09, if my memory serves me correct. So, you know, they're a little bit younger than me, man. But, yeah, them boys, man, like I say, man, just You know, because I seen them from when they first took off, when they had that that joint with Drake, when Drake hopped on the Versace, and you know they was at
Birkin. Yeah, when he talked on the Versace.
that was the life changing movement then. But I remember, bro, like real talk, you know, and not to make it about them, but I bumped into Offset like probably like a month before they took off. We was at the shit go on Sugarloaf. I can tell you exactly where it was at, off Sugarloaf and Harrington Road in Gwinnett County. And I say, man, I see y'all boys, man. And he, you know, at the time he had on like a Gucci shirt and a Gucci hat, you know, and they was on their way up. And then it seemed like a month later, boy, them boys was up out of there.
Just seeing it like actually happen like real life, like
and just knowing like you can be right there in the room, and that's the thing, man. It's especially with the way the world is now, man. I feel like now it's people, you know, a lot of people been kind of, you know, not really moving around in quarantine, but it's the best time to move if you got something to do, because when the world open back up on the entertainment side, it's wide open, man. These people gonna be hungry for live shows.
Yeah.
And why I'm just like, you know, I'm just trying to stack, keep going, because I know once the world open up for as far as the entertainment side, it's gonna be a lot of work to do, you know. For sure.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Can you tell me, like real quick, like if you could have, I'll say your top five collaborations that you would like to have in your career, what were those five collaborations? Who would they be?
I like that, man. I'm gonna start with Mary J. Blige, man. That's one of my favorite female R&B artists of all time. So I feel like, and I know she a fan of my mom. She actually had, we was at the Essence in 2017 on her ticket.
That.
She brought us out. Yeah,
I saw that.
Man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like I can make that happen. And if I can get her on one of my records eventually, that'll be my top one on the lady side. And then on the hip hop end, oh wait, that's a good question, man. Oh man, who would I like to do? I'm gonna go ahead and go. If I could get J. Cole, because you know, like you know, if you hear how I'm coming in, who can I run to? I got a little lyricism with me.
Yeah.
I feel like if I could get somebody like him, like I love J. Cole. I like let me think who had in Atlanta right now. Lucci, I love YFN Lucci, man. Lil Baby. People like that, man.
Shut up, man.
If I get any of them, yeah, you know, I feel like it's over with. You know, if you get any of them people, I just the rest is history.
Yeah, you're taking off.
You know? Yes, sir. So I think them would be like my how many did I just name? Three or four?
Four.
I think four. Okay, four. So I owe you one more. Let me give you okay, I'm going to go ahead and I got to put, because the record not out yet, I got to say Shirley Jones or the Jones Girls. And I got that
okay,
in the
there we go.
So I got to
put them on. Okay.
Bring it back home. Just bring it back home.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So besides the EP Home Is 2, what else can we look forward to from you? Like if you're working on any other projects? I know you said you got some projects you can't really go into.
Yeah, I'm sure you kind of know, but, you know, with confidentiality and stuff like that, you know, I dropped a couple hints earlier, man. But, yeah, we got some stuff going on, man. And, you know, and I just thank God for that. You know, we actually finally getting the attention that as far as the family and my mom, and my mom, this is more so for her, man. I'm just happy for her because her story is about to get told. You know what I'm saying? I can tell y'all that much. And I'm just very excited. You know what I'm saying? And then the way they incorporated me and my cousin is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I just look out. I definitely keep y'all posted.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, my God. Hey, man. I've been like a little kid at Christmas, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I am.
It's going to be worth the wait.
It's going down right now.
And so the excitement coming from you means that they probably told the story the right way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
okay,
I mean,
perfect,
they are. Absolutely, and it was nothing but just a great story. You know, of course, I'm giving you my point of view from, you know, my side, but I can't wait to see it either. You know how it is. I haven't seen it yet either, man. But yeah, it's gonna be awesome, man. Just seeing, like I say, man, my mom finally getting the flowers that she deserved, and I just wish my two aunts, of course, were still here. But yeah, man. You know, one thing about life, though, I'm gonna keep it real, man. Is, you know, even though they're not here in flesh, their spirit has been crazy, man. Because everything that's just happening with me, with the records, and just the motive That's behind it. It, you know, it's crazy, man. And I just, you know, I just thank God for that, because I do understand that, you know, it's a lot of people that would kill to be in my shoes. So I just got to keep going hard and humble and stay humble, like, and acting like it's not happening, in a sense, you know. Keep that same attitude.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to see that your cousin is a part of this legacy, and you guys are carrying a torch, you know,
right,
that was laid in front of you from your mommy and her sisters and your cousin and his mom, Val,
Absolutely.
And everything like that. Grandmother, it's just amazing, man. It's an amazing story. And I know exactly where it's going to be shown, and I can't wait to see it.
Absolutely.
Amen. Definitely. Also, if you, when it comes out, if you want to come back and do an after show and talk about it after it's already
mm-hmm.
aired and everything like that, if you want to come back on, we'd love to have you back on. Definitely can't wait to have
Absolutely.
You on when the Homies
Absolutely.
2 comes out. We're waiting for
I'd
you,
be
man.
Glad. Anytime, I'd be glad to be back. You know, I appreciate you reaching out, man, because I seen, you know, you had Auntie Melba the other day, and I hate
mm-hmm.
I missed it, but I tapped back in and listened to some of it on your page, man. But,
yeah, man,
you know, I was
her,
actually, yeah, I was just in England. We was just in England with her and Melissa Morgan and
mm-hmm.
Glenn Jones and Jen Khan. We did a tour out there. It was like 3 shows.
Oh, wow.
And that was last October.
Man,
I brought my wife and baby. Yeah,
that's
so that
crazy.
Was awesome.
You surrounded by legends, man. That's crazy.
Man, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they like family now.
Yeah.
Family now, man. So I just thank God for it. And I also be, you know, picking their brain, you know. Like, I was,
mm-hmm.
I remember I was picking Melba's brain in the taxi on the way to the show. For real. Yes,
I just love her energy, man.
Man. She's funny, man. She's a great spirit. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'm hopefully I have Gene Karn and I want to say her name correctly,
Melissa
Morgan.
Yeah,
I want to have her on as well.
I could make. I'm gonna see what I could do for you, Kane. You know, them my ITs, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If anybody can make it happen, I can. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely, bro. I mean, you family now, man. Anybody that you
okay.
know, accept me for who I am and appreciate my music, man. I just want to thank y'all for bringing me on this platform. You know, it means a lot to me,
man.
Like,
definitely,
really, I mean,
man. This is home
here,
right
bro.
Here, man. Like, this is definitely home. So anytime you got anything you want us to push or come on the show to talk about anything, we got you. We're gonna make it happen.
Oh,
so just hit me up
for
and
sure.
let me know whenever and. Definitely looking forward
Love.
To that, man. Like, so we want to thank
Love.
Our special guest today, Cam Jones, for coming on and talking about his new single, Who Can I Run To? A little bit about his career, his family's legacy. Definitely want to be showing some love to his cousin, Phelps, for, you know, putting it down
yes.
on the track.
Shout out to my brother, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, shout out to my brother, for real. I wish next time I got to get him on. I probably could have got him on tonight, but I ain't, you know, I didn't really know how it was going to be. You know, but
oh,
yeah, next time I'm gonna definitely.
Yeah, please
in.
Do, man. Please do, cause
yes, sir.
That when I listen to that track and I see all the layers and everything that he put into it, that's definitely talent. So
man,
yeah,
listen,
next time
man.
Definitely bring Cousin. That we gotta have
man.
It.
For sure, yeah. That's no pressure, man. That's no pressure. I definitely do that, man. And y'all definitely follow me on all platforms, Instagram
mm-hmm.
and Twitter @I_AmCamJones. Follow my cousin at Phelps Jones 24. He just turned his name. And we working, man. Again, I want to thank y'all, man. Y'all go stream my new record, Who Can I Run To? That's Cam Jones, Who Can I Run To? On all platforms, video on YouTube.
There you have it.
Yes,
I'm your host, Mae Santiago, and I want to thank my co-host, Raul Mendoza. We're going to close the show out with another track, Who Can I Run To? We're going to close it out with Who Can I Run To? Just to let the people get a taste of, you know, really feel it, get it in their brain.
Hey, I appreciate it, King. Big love, man. Y'all be safe, man.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm really trying to think what kind of track.
Hey, guys.
Get.
What you doing?
We were just talking about you.
Right. I'm doing the recording next door.
Oh,
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We was just thinking about like what type of track we're trying to do next. I didn't know if I was going to make original or a simple.
Why don't y'all do my favorite John Drill song? I think that'll work.
Look.
Who can I
run to? I want you. That might be a good idea.
A lot of people don't know that.
Hey.
That's true.
And a hip hop version would be sweet.
That's true.
Yeah. Say goodbye.
Yeah. That's
all
a good
right.
idea. I'm feeling my
feelings.
All right.
Yeah, the Jones girls, we love y'all forever.
As I